It's Wednesday, October 17th, and you're tuned in to the Chinnaby Podcast. I'm Vince.
I'm Anthony.
And this is the Geek Chic Culture Show, where we talk about all the cool things in the whole wide world.
Oh, we got some cool things today.
We sure do. We're talking about anime.
Anime.
But first up, a question. Chew on. It's a high chew on.
What other chew puns can we make?
Choo-choo rocket on.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a deep cut, and I appreciate it. And I'm going to end it there, because I don't want anything to be better than that.
Okay. Paul Chewitton. Oh, no, that's not what he wrote in.
Oh, man.
I'm reading a message he put privately to me.
Wow, you are ruining this.
So, I finally started watching My Hero Academia.
Good.
And, good of course, I love it. It's pretty much a lock for my pick for Late to the Party Award 2018.
Nice.
As it is my current obsession, my questions are unexpectedly about My Hero. First, who is your favorite UA teacher?
UA teacher, okay.
Second is the most obvious one. Who is your favorite Class 1A student?
Okay.
And do you relate to them more than the others?
Probably not.
Third, why the hell aren't there more My Hero Academia figures? The only one seems to be Figma Deku, and he goes for some $500 on the aftermarket now.
That's a Vince question.
Yeah. Are there any other favorite properties that you want in plastic form on your shelf but simply aren't available?
Okay.
First up, who's your favorite UA teacher?
UA teacher.
The teacher. We were talking about, you know, Robo McCree.
Robo McCree just shoots real good.
Yeah. Huh?
Space Lady. Hamster Principal. I guess he's not a teacher. He's a principal.
Who's Eraserhead's friend? Mike?
Oh, yeah. Mike. The announcer?
Yeah. He might be my favorite.
The guy who got the microphone Kirby power as a...
Hey!
I think my favorite teacher is Eraserhead.
Yeah?
I like the whole, just, I'm always fucking tired. I'm tired of not only of this kid, all these kids' shits, but also, literally, I'm tired.
With the eye drops and shit?
Yeah, and the sleeping bag in the classroom. Like, every single time he busts out the Japanese sleeping bag where it's got, like, over his head.
Yeah.
And he turns into, a caterpillar.
Yeah.
I just lose it every time. I always find it funny.
Yeah.
And he's got a cool power.
Like Eraserhead probably is my favorite teacher. Yeah, I guess he's pretty cool. I know I don't like Cementos.
He's too safe.
I know.
He's too safe. Also, he's got this like a Pokemon name.
I know.
Right? Isn't there a Pokemon named Cementos?
I want to say.
Or it's like something toss.
Or like cross toss.
I don't know.
Probably. I don't know. Yeah, no, I don't know. It's either Eraserhead or the Mike dude.
Or Mike?
Yeah. I can't remember his name. Is it like Audio Mike?
Is it just Mike?
So in my head, all I want to say is Mike Sounders, but I know that's wrong.
That's a better name. That could be our like headcanon name, Mike Sounders.
No, because that's from Galgaigar. I think it's Present Mike. Present Mike?
Oh, he's a presenter and a microphone.
Like an MC. Oh, that's a lame name.
So, Mike Sounders.
So,
who are you picking? Who are you picking? Lame name or Eraserhead?
All Might.
Oh, wow. The cop out answer. Good for you. Wait, skinny All Might or I got to be in front of the class All Might?
Skinny All Might.
Okay.
He's the better All Might.
Yeah. All right.
100% the better All
Might. Okay.
If only I could pick Deebu.
Dude, he's movie exclusive. Doesn't count.
All right, who's your favorite Class 1A student? So I guess this is restricted to Class 1A.
Yeah, and I'm disappointed.
Yeah,
because my boy's not in that class.
All your favorites are not in this class.
The one of them is.
Oh yeah,
Red Riot is my favorite in that class. He is the closest to like that dumb shonen, like manly stereotype, run okay. Everything head on. That is in the class.
Yeah.
Like the real best answer is Inasa, but you know. he's not in the class.
I'm surprised. Yeah, a part of me is surprised you're not more a fan of Half and Half.
Todoroki?
Yeah.
I think he's just too emo right now.
Oh, okay.
Like, his whole thing is like, I don't want to use my power because I hate my dad, even though I used it once already, but I still hate my dad.
No, and he's beyond that now.
I don't know. Like, even in the manga, he rarely uses his fire power, at least from what I've seen. Mm. I still feel like he favors the ice power more.
Mm.
Right? It's like he used it, but it's still not like, oh, I fully accept the fact that this is a part of me.
Oh, because in the anime, they make it sound like he fully accepts that fire is him, and that he has another thing that's beyond his father now that he doesn't care about.
Maybe I forgot about it, but I don't know.
Mine's pretty easy. I think I've said already.
All Might.
He's not class 1A student.
He's the teacher for the one class 1A. He's
not a student.
True.
Not a student.
True. No, listen. A great teacher is always a student.
No.
They are always learning.
No.
Okay.
Say that to Yoda. I choose you, Pikachu. Bakugo. Pretty simple.
Boring.
Everybody hates me when I'm like, I like Bakugo. Like, what's wrong with you?
No, man? I understand why you like Bakugo, but I seem like it just seems like he's such an easy answer. Do people not like Bakugo?
Everyone hates Bakugo.
What? Why? Like, I don't hate Bakugo. I just don't like him as much as like my manly men, fiery, burning passion people.
Yeah, I mean, granted, a lot of people I know really like Deku.
Oh, so that makes sense,
right? And I'm like, but, like the only one more easy pick than Bakugo in my eyes is Deku, right?
Yeah, 1 and 2.
Yeah. It's either you like the hero or you like the rival, and I've always liked the rival, so.
I knew my one friend was an edgelord when he said his favorite character in the class was the bird.
Oh, Dark Shadow.
Yeah, Dark Shadow, and I'm like, man, you're such a fucking edgelord.
when he learns to use it as armor,
yeah.
Oops, spoilers.
Mamma mia, over here.
I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty cool. But, why does he have a bird head? Like, why is he a crow?
Why doesn't he have a bird head?
I don't know. Like, because his power is the dark shadow. But why does his head turn into a bird?
Oh.
I've just never said that. Okay, the real question we got to figure out, though, is Class 1A, who is best girl?
Invisible girl.
Wow. Wow.
Well, it's not Urara or whatever her name is.
No, I know you've never been a big fan of Frog Girl, right?
Frog Girl's okay. Yeah. Like, I get why all the people like her, because they're secretly, like, these fucking kink dudes are on Rule 34 all day.
Yeah.
Like, that's the only reason people like Kink Girl, because they're like, what if a frog tongue, though? Right?
What if?
What if a frog tongue, though?
Interesting.
I would probably say...
Acid Chick.
Acid Chick is a good contender.
Earphone Jack.
I don't like Earphone Jack. She's okay. She's a little too tsundere for me.
Yeah.
I like Smart Girl, the one who can materialize shit out of her body.
Yeah, she's my favorite.
But also, she reminds me of a Blaze Blue character, Lai Chi Fei Ling. It's basically the same character model.
Oh, I think I have seen
her. She's got the staff and the red Chinese dress.
I just like her because she's so obliviously rich.
Yeah. She's just like, guys, I don't understand. Just have money.
She's like, how come we can't relate?
Yeah, just have money. I don't get it.
Yeah. She's like, oh my god, I didn't get all 50 flavors of tea. My party's ruined. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Who had the coolest room?
Coolest room?
Yeah. Did you get there yet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The coolest room. Oh, I can't remember. I know. What do you mean, like, in the show, who they thought had the coolest room?
Yeah. Who did you think had the coolest room?
Oh. I don't know.
Nah, we'll skip that. That's too hard. That's too niche.
I can't even remember that shit.
For best girl, though, So there's Acid Chick, there's Rich Lady, Invisible Girl, who else is in there?
Frog.
Anti-gravity.
Yeah, anti-grav.
Is that it? Is that five?
Oh, Earphone Jack.
Earphone Jack.
I think that might be it.
Okay. I'm going with Obliviously Rich.
Yeah, same.
But with the caveat that during any sort of beach episode, I pick Invisible Girl.
Wow. Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. Interesting choice. We don't have to delve further into that reasoning.
Don't we?
No, we don't.
Don't we?
Nope. Paul's last question, why aren't there more figures?
That's for you, baby.
So that Deku Figma, that's $500 now. Yeah. I think that went up for pre-order at a time when season one just started airing.
Oh.
So no one really
bought it.
Yeah, right. And this is going to be their only one. So, and not many people put pre-orders down. I remember I skipped on it too, and it was available for a while after it came out.
Yep.
But the minute season two hit,
it's like, oh no.
Like, it just, because there was such limited supply already to begin with.
Yeah.
Boom.
Makes sense.
Gone.
Makes sense.
Although they did show, like, a prototype for Bakugo, Figma Bakugo, but they haven't put up a pre-order for that, I think, so that'll be around sooner rather than later. But I think the reasoning is, like, it's, no one knew how big My Hero was going to be, yeah. Right? Like, that's just the truth of it. Look at, I remember for the longest time, like, Naruto and One Piece barely had, like,
yeah,
reasonably good collectibles. It's only now.
After the fact, right? Hindsight's 2020.
Yeah, like, now that it's this known quantity that, like, now they know it prints money.
Same with games.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I didn't know, was it Xenosaga would be, like, a rare commodity 20 years from now? But, like, if you want Xenosaga 3, that shit's, like, $120 for a PS2 game.
Like, no one knows what's going to be big, what's going to be little.
And that's why. That's why you collect everything. You collect all the things and then you reap the benefits.
Are there any other favorite properties that you want in plastic form on your shelf but simply aren't available?
God Hand.
Keep Dreaming.
Yeah, that's never gonna happen. Beautiful Joe. Basically anything by Clover. Anything by Clover Studios. Beautiful Joe, Okami, God Hand, any of that. Is there a Bayonetta Figma?
Who makes that game?
Platinum?
I think there's a player, it's Kai.
Oh, those are too expensive.
Yeah. But, like, yeah, I don't know.
I'd like a, yeah, like, Bayonetta, Nier.
I kind of wish there was just more Gundam.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah.
There's a lot of Gundam. They're called kits.
I don't know, man.
Called real grades. Just don't buy high grades anymore.
I could use more Gundams, I think.
No. You could use less Gundams. No, we could use more of?
Overwatch.
Zoids. You know they're making a Zoids game?
Really?
Yeah, like off like that anime.
There's a new anime?
Yeah, there was like a new anime like earlier in the year, I think.
What have I been?
Zoids ZX, was it called? Let me. I'll
you,
look it up. I'll
you
look
know
up.
What? That does sound familiar. I think I know what you're talking about.
I'll look it up. Zoids.
Zoids.
Video
Sometimes
game.
Sometimes they come to save us. Zoids. Have a man to hold. That's not Zoids. What am I singing?
Zoids new game project.
Oh, Boys.
Boys?
What?
Boys. What's that for? Who's that by?
Some chick is singing that song.
Boys. Yeah, Zoids new game project. It was announced this year for the Switch.
Huh.
And Takara Tomy is building a new Zoids game for the Switch. Yeah, there it is. I don't know if it's out yet, but... The thing.
I don't know. To be honest, like, my go-to intro right now would be Overwatch, but fuck, let's face it. That game is slowly but surely getting the merchandise I want.
Yeah.
And my other answer would have been that new Gridman anime, but at the gates, they've shown off a lot of great toys, so.
Honestly, I would like more Monster Hunter.
Okay, fair enough. Yes, I'd like some of that.
Right, like, I'd like if they could give me, like, a base hunter and just sell me armor sets.
I'd want, like, a 1/6 hot toys in Rathalos armor.
That'd be pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what if Hot Toys sold you armor? And you can mix and match.
Like a doll?
Yeah.
Like an action
doll. Yeah, like
doll.
An action doll. Oh. Like an action figure, but bigger.
Oh.
That you could dress up.
Oh, yeah.
In armor.
Now you're talking. Yeah. Can I get a dollhouse?
You can get a Monster Hut.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Well, you can get a smithy.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's not a doll. Listen, it's a action figurine.
Oh, yeah.
Jumbo size.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay.
With brushable hair.
Yeah. Because you gotta brush that fur.
Yeah, you gotta brush the fur. You gotta make sure it doesn't get knotted.
Ah,
yeah.
On the armor. Yeah. Okay, I like
it. And it comes with its own little kitchen. So you can cook some well done steaks.
Oh, I'm liking what I'm hearing. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I get the village playset?
You can get it's not the village playset.
Oh no.
It's the Hunter Essentials set.
Oh, Oh, that's what it is.
You got to get the hunter essential. Remember, not a doll, not a toy.
Yes, yes. You're right.
It's an action figurine.
God. I could use more Monster Hunter in my life.
Other than that, I don't know. All the shit I would want is like super niche. Like I want like a little figurines of the, like you said, Choo Choo Rocket stuff. Like I would love like the cat and the mouse, like a little thing you could put on your desk. What else would be good? Some like obscure anime shit. Like I want some Madoka box figures.
Yeah. That'd be pretty cool to hang up. Having to hold.
Yeah. I want JoJo to have not shitty figures. Other than, I guess they're not shitty. Some like no name company owns the rights to that.
Medicos?
Is it? No.
I don't know.
I forget. Super Action Statue?
It's Medicos, I think.
Yeah. Super Action Statue has it.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I'm good. I'm pretty good on the front.
Super Action Statue owns the rights to JoJo.
Yeah. No, I can't think of anything.
I'm good. Give me those God Hand figures. And I'll buy the one that they make.
That's pretty lame.
That's it.
Cool. Let's move into what we're talking about this week.
Anime.
That's right. We're talking about anime. It's that time of year again, ladies and gentlemen, or it has returned. Anthony and I have picked anime to watch.
We are bringing back Anime Club.
The way this works, if this is your first time joining us, through this season, the fall season, this is the third or fourth core?
Third quarter?
Whatever. It's the fall season of anime.
Yeah, I forget if winter is four, one.
Yeah,
or yeah.
Yeah, I guess this is four.
Okay.
Because Japan's not stupid. They wouldn't roll into like that.
Yeah, okay.
Anyways, it's we pick one anime each to carry on with for the whole season.
Mm-hmm.
In this first episode, or the first introduction, we're going to talk about it up front right here, right now, so you can know if you want to get in.
Yep.
But going forward, it will be
a separate.
Yeah, a separate show, I think.
Yeah, I don't know if we're going to video record it like we did last time, but.
Yeah. But it will be a separate show at the. Like, as a separate show.
It'll be on the same channel. It'll be on the same podcast feed. It'll just be a separate episode that's like a special anime club, and you can watch along with us.
Yeah, pretty much. So I hope you guys have fun with that. Let's just get into it. We each picked an anime.
What'd you pick?
I picked Goblin Slayer.
It's dark.
Ooh, yeah,
that's you went dark this time.
My choices were Gridman, quadruple S, and Goblin Slayer, and I went for the cursed pick.
you got into the Halloween mood and you went spooky.
Yeah, pretty much. I probably know Gridman is something that I would enjoy, but I wanted to pick Goblin Slayer just because of the hype surrounding it.
Okay.
And I've heard that the manga gets really good, but we'll get into more of the when we get into it.
So I knew you were going to pick Goblin Slayer.
Yeah.
So I didn't pick Goblin Slayer. Because you're like, oh man, this is going to be a show where no one is happy and everyone dies.
Yeah.
And it'll be my favorite. And I'll be like, hey, that's a Vince show. And I was like, well, what's left? There's the sumo show.
Yeah.
Watched an episode of that. Wasn't great. So I skipped it. There was that BL show. And I was like, I don't really want to ironically sit through a whole season's worth of BL. So I'm good. And then there was the one where Beelzebub is a cute girl.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, fuck that noise.
No.
No, I'm out.
That sounds great.
No, I was out.
Sounds delicious.
So I picked the only anime that, like, honestly, it's probably the only anime to watch this season, which is JoJo's Bizarre Adventure Part 5, Golden Wind. I did it, boys. I did it. I got Vince to watch JoJo, and not just one episode. Not just one episode. I got him to watch. I'm getting him to watch a whole season's worth.
Yep.
Hell
apparently,
yeah.
Apparently, that's what you've done.
It only took what, like 7 years?
Something like that.
I don't know how long. When did the first JoJo season come out?
I couldn't tell you.
JoJo Phantom Blood anime.
No, maybe 5 years. For the anime?
Yeah, it came out in 2012.
Okay.
Yeah, 6 years.
6 years. Oh, we'll split the difference.
It only took 6 years.
Okay. All right.
You're the closest without going over.
Okay. You're right. Price is Right rules. I win.
You did it.
I did it.
You did. But okay. you also won because you get to experience JoJo's Bizarre
Adventure. I don't know. Looking at this anime pit lineup, I can tell you now, I think I've lost anime. I think I've lost the anime battle this season.
Yeah, because JoJo is better than Goblin Slayer. That's why you've lost.
I don't know if I would say that, but both are...
I don't... Okay, so what do you want to talk about first?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I want to talk about JoJo.
Okay, I feel like you want to talk about JoJo.
So JoJo's Part 5 takes place in Italia. Yeah. It is Giorno Giovanna and his quest to become a gang star.
Wow.
Not a gangster, a gang star.
It must be a G star?
A G star.
G star.
Basically,
so Italian.
He's Italiano. They introduce him by bringing Koichi from Part 4. Shows up at the airport. You get a little glimpse of Giorno's power in the first episode. You kind of see that. Like, Italy is a shithole.
Yeah.
It's just full of pickpockets and thieves and gangsters. And, yeah, it's introducing you to the dark, seedy underbelly of Italy. Giorno's power in this first episode is the ability to create life. Like, straight up.
Yeah.
He can take any inanimate object and give it life. So, for example, in one of the first things he does is that he... turns $200 bills into butterflies, which then fly to him and then reform as money. Another one is that he punches the ground and causes nature to grow out of the ground, and he uses a tree to escape to the rooftops that just grew. The other part of this power is that anything he creates is basically indestructible. It's invulnerable. And not only is it indestructible and vulnerable, is that it hits the attack back to the attacker with the same amount of force. Mm-hmm. So any life created by him will then reflect damage. Mm-hmm. As shown by Leaky Eye Luca getting his skull caved in by his own shovel.
So he's got the mirror shield.
He's kind of. Yeah, he's got situational mirror shields.
Okay.
Yeah. And I'll tell you right now, not even the most broken power in the series, in this part. So what do you think of the first episode?
It sure was interesting. I thought that it was fine, like, going through it, it was okay.
Yeah.
But then out of nowhere, the show just turns on and shit starts happening and you're like, oh.
It is a little... So, like, the thing with this part is that technically you don't really have to know anything from previous parts.
Yeah.
The first episode, though, to tie in old readers to the new stuff, they do have two characters just be like, hey, we're here, and we're going to get you set in with the world, and then we're going to let you go. So it is... I understand where you're coming from.
Yeah, like, I felt like they were trying to start, like, a nice and slow, but then it just turns on, and then you're like, wait... What?
When Koichi just comes up and he's like, act three, I'm going to gravity this car into the
floor. Yeah, and I was just like, what? Like, and you see this, like, child doing this pose, and the he's clearly controlling gravity, and you're like, oh, what is this? What am I watching?
Yeah.
That was a thing.
Yeah, it's pretty jarring.
That was a thing.
It's pretty jarring.
But I guess that sets the tone. Like, the whole show is going to be like that, and it continues to do so. The thing I found weird about the show was, like, I know it's, like, over the top and stuff, but, like, it's so strange, their outfits.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're just, I don't know what they're modeled after, but they're just so fancy.
Yeah, so his style is usually, especially around this part going forward, is usually around, like, high fashion at the time. So stuff that's, like, runway exclusive that you would, like, wear outdoors.
But it's, like, it's not like the world that they're in is accustomed to this.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it's like everything is so mundane around them and no one says fucking shit about the things he's wearing.
Because they're rich and they got clothes.
But then that's how you know when there's a main character versus just background.
Yeah,
because
they're styling out of control.
And it's just like, I feel like that's a little weird.
Okay.
Like, that was just one of those small things that I didn't really like. But so far, the first episode sets up like a gangster film. Like, yo, why'd you kill this man?
Yeah.
And then they, And that's essentially the how the outcome rolls out. There are things that happen that I'm just like, whoa, what the fuck?
Like what?
Like,
cause we're gonna be talking about episodes 1 and 2 in this episode.
So first episode, I think you meet what's it B?
Yeah, Bucciarelli. I always forget how to pronounce his name.
Bruno.
To go with the easy part.
Yeah, Bruno. He goes through like this huge detective style speech to suss out what Giorno is up to.
Bucciarelli.
And it's so over the top and ridiculous, like their conversation back and forth. And while the conversation is happening, there's like all these cuts to what they're actually thinking about one another.
Yeah.
And it's just so like, oh my God. Oh my God. Please get on with it. Please, let's go. Please. And then he leaves.
Oh, does he?
Oh, no! He fucking steps outside this train so that he can pop his head back in and lick Giorno in the face.
Because it's the taste of a liar. He's sweating.
So I thought that was the power, but apparently it's not. He just licked him.
Yeah, no, that's just a thing he does.
What the fuck?
So that... even me reading the original manga, like, that was buck wild. Like, it was buck wild in a way where, like, even in past JoJo's, I was like... Nothing has ever been as fucking wild as that. Yeah. Not even in future episodes is shit as wild as that. Like, that was just once. It became a meme. Like, it became a whole thing.
Like, I thought it was his power. But no, he just wanted to lick him to make the statement.
Yeah, to make a point.
And I was just like, okay, whatever. I guess anything goes in this show.
Yeah.
And it proceeded to do that with their fight.
I think that's the one thing both shows do within the first episode is to let you know
what's up.
Anything goes.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And so the fight happened. You got Zipper Man or his actual name, Sticky Fingers.
Yeah.
The power to create zippers.
Yeah.
So what do you think of a power like that? Cause it's very like, it's not anything you would probably see in another anime.
Yeah.
But what do you think of a power like that? And what do you think of possibilities of powers going forward?
Like, what's my opinion on a zipper power?
Yeah, and, like, just the style in which, like, something is considered a power.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I don't know. It's very obtuse. It's very, like, yeah, you're right. It's not very traditional in what it's trying to convey.
Mm-hmm.
But it's cool. I do think that the creativeness behind it is probably the greatest part of the show.
Mm-hmm.
But it also means that I know going forward, I can't really make any predictions on anything.
Yeah.
And that kind of takes it out of me.
Oh.
Only because it's just like, well, the only thing I can expect is that I can't expect anything.
Is that something will be buck wild, but I don't know what it is.
Yeah, and it's like, okay. I can't say that, I can't get excited for anything because lo and behold, I know I'll be like, just shocked. Yeah. Like, all my emotions from watching this show and the second episode are just like, shock, but it's constant to the point you're just desensitized to like I don't know if you want to lead into episode 2, but episode 2,
yeah, let's lead into episode 2
for me was the, and I'm assuming this is what makes JoJo so popular, but it was just the it's basically no, but I've got a trap card, the show.
Yeah.
And it's just that's fun the first time. But like, even in this episode, they just kept going. And I was like, oh my God. Like, I get it.
Yeah.
You guys have all these powers, all these exceptions to your powers. And then all these, like, here's the footnotes to our powers.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's just, okay, I get it. It's just supposed to be that back and forth tension. But then eventually someone's going to overpower the other one. And then mm-hmm. that's how it concludes.
Yeah.
And that's how I felt about it.
Okay. So my thing about those battles, especially in part 5, just because I've told you before, like this is the part where I think basically the most broken powers are.
Okay.
So the shock portion of it, totally understand. Where every single time you're just like in a fight and you're like, okay, well, I don't know what this guy does. The whole meme of it's a stand attack is a thing because literally even the characters don't know what's going on, right? But I think the thing that becomes really fun later on in the show is the fact that you will eventually get a core cast of characters that you know their powers and you know the extent of their powers. And it's how do they use their powers in creative ways to fight an unknown enemy, right? To use their teamwork, to use their powers in different ways to combat the unknown and to eventually combat the known, right? So eventually the shock kind of goes away and it becomes more level. But yeah, that's the thing that happens.
Okay, well, I look forward to that.
And then I also just love seeing this thing animated. I think David Productions does a very good job of taking his like really flamboyant stylings, again, especially in high fashion Italy, the arc, and mixing it with the whole thing of JoJo not really having a stable color palette, where costume colors can like change on a scene.
Yes, they did.
Yeah, so that was
jarring.
Yeah, that's a ongoing thing.
I thought that was like something was happening, but.
No,
he just had a green suit on.
Yeah. That's an ongoing thing. Because according to Araki, like JoJo characters don't really have a, like, this is the color palette. This is the canon color palette. He just likes doing whatever with colors and using contrast and stuff like that. So they'll keep happening. There are definitely episodes that I know are coming where you are just going to be like, fuck that. That's bullshit. And because even I was like, fuck that. That's bullshit.
Oh, great.
So I'm ready for those reactions. Okay. But I'm just happy part 5 got animated because I never thought it would happen.
One last thing on JoJo I want to say is I am not a fan of the art style. I've never been a fan of the JoJo art style.
Okay.
I've just never
in any iteration of it.
Yeah, like I've never enjoyed like the fiercely aggressive black lines.
Okay.
Like even on children, they have like super chiseled out jaws.
It's like they're wearing mascara,
and they got like baggy eyes with the heavy guyliner on from children. Just like I can't stand it.
I know a lot of people usually have a favorite era. Where, like, the early stuff is all, like, the macho 80s, like, super buff, really big dudes. And then as the series progresses, like, more skinnier main characters get popular.
Like, I like the idea. Like, I like skinny characters and, like, the idea behind, like, the way that they've... Like, I don't necessarily like their poses as much, but I do like the way, like, their general stances and how they position themselves in scenes.
Mm-hmm.
But I just don't like the hard details there.
All right.
Like, I'm just not into it.
Just the, like, where's this guy's bone structure? Oh, it's here.
Yeah, or I just like with their eyes, I just don't like it.
Okay.
I'm just not into it.
Fair enough.
I get these nightmares of Yu Yu Hakusho. I'm like, get me out. Get me out.
It's time to finger bang.
Oh, fuck, get me out. I can't believe that was a move.
That's JoJo.
That's JoJo.
But you picked.
I picked Goblin Slayer.
Holy shit.
Goblin Slayer. Now, this has had a huge marketing push because this was actually published by Crunchyroll distributed by Crunchyroll here on the Western seas.
Yeah. Like they picked it up.
Yeah.
It's not a Netflix original.
Yeah. They picked it up and said, we're taking this one. So you know that it had to have had some sort of pedigree or something behind it.
Yeah.
For them to have confidence. And that's mostly why I picked it. I'm not going to lie.
Mm-hmm.
But when you watch this show, holy shit, you're like, oh, these guys are, the cover's a guy with knight armor, he's got this mage chick.
There's a party happening.
They're gonna fucking World of Warcraft this
honestly,
shit.
Honestly, the splash art cover is just Sword Art Online.
Yeah, and you're kind of just like, this looks so 2012.
It's isekai, my boy.
Yeah, and it's like, where are we? But you watch the show.
Oh, yeah, I watched it.
And, first episode is
it's berserk.
Well, the first half is nice and bright and cheery.
Is it?
They're hunting goblins.
Yeah, or is it just like, I don't know, I felt that the way the first half of the episode is set up, it's like they're trying to like say trick you, right? Like, it's not truly happy.
Yeah,
like it just, there's something about the way everything is set up where it's almost like how a horror movie is set up, where it's like all the kids are just like, haha, we don't need a flashlight. Let's just run into the woods.
Yeah, right? That's true.
And then they get fucking murdered.
They do. Oh, fuck, you're right. It's not foreshadowing. It's just incredibly obvious that this team is going down.
Yo, do you have potions?
No!
We don't need potions.
That's why we have you!
Yeah. But you're a mage.
I can only use it 3 times. That's okay.
Whatevs, man.
Look at my sword! Look at my sword!
Sword clank hitting on the ceiling. Oh, that's never gonna be a problem later on in the episode.
Yeah.
Like everything is very horror movie trope
set
out.
And it goes horrible.
It's for everybody. For everybody.
Oh man, so it's like spoiler alert. The party of four gets wrecked.
Oh, they get R-worded.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of them gets R-worded hard.
Yeah. So our boy, our hero with the sword, he just gets mauled. Like
he gets literally eaten.
Yeah.
He gets his face caved in with a hammer and then he gets eaten.
Girl one, mage, gets stabbed.
Stabbed, poisoned.
Poisoned.
And she's just eternally suffering while she's still alive, being healed by the healer.
Yeah. And then girl three is like, yo, I'm a brawler. Check this shit out.
Yo, she kicks like three goblins.
Yeah, she's doing pretty good. And then she meets the big boy goblin.
And he almost breaks her leg?
Nope. And then he just rapes her.
Yeah, no, he just smashes her against the cave walls.
Yeah.
Throws her on the ground. And then she gets raped by goblins.
And that's, and fuck, the way they draw it.
It's so dark.
Oh my God. I was just...
Like I think I like slowly curled into a ball at a certain point, and it's just like one of those things where I was like laying on the couch and I was like, no, like my whole body was reacting to that scene.
And as it's happening, the last girl is watching all this happening
and just saying like, I'm sorry.
Yeah. And like, then she just like falls to her knees and she starts pissing her pants.
Yeah, like it's dark.
Yeah. And then our goblin slayer,
the Punisher, shows up.
You're right, I was gonna say our hero in shining armor, but you're right. He's no hero. Our psycho in armor.
Our psycho killer who has a hard on for goblins.
Find some goblins.
Yeah.
He kills these goblins very efficiently.
Yeah, he's like you said, when we get to the second episode, he's all about work smarter, not harder.
Yeah. He does the least amount of work to kill the most amount of goblins.
Yeah.
So that's his role. It's pretty cool. And, but at the end of the first episode, they come to this conclusion, like, and I don't know what they're trying to convey, but like, they get to the end of the cave and you're like, oh, there's baby goblins.
Yeah.
And then the mage chick who's still alive is just like, but they're children. He's like, but they're goblins.
Yeah. Murder the
and
children.
And he murders the children goblins. And then you're just like, oh, where are we going now?
Yeah. This is strictly a show of like, again, I don't like this. You want to talk about shock the whole episode? Like, this was shock the whole episode.
Yeah.
Where I'm just like, fuck, what's going to happen now? Like, this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
And like, as soon as I saw the baby goblins, I'm like, they're dead.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. He just, you know, sticks a sword through their heads.
Yeah. It's bad.
Or a hammer. Sorry. He bludgeons them
to death.
Yeah.
He bludgeons babies to death with a hammer.
Yeah.
And that kind of sets the tone for the second episode as well, but we get more of a backstory on, also before we start, his name is just Goblin Slayer. That's just his name. That's not the title of the show. They call him Goblin Slayer son. Like, what?
Imagine you had a job interview. Hello, Goblin Slayer.
What is your past experience? I slay goblins.
That's the other thing. He has all his answers are like one word.
Yeah. Hi. Like, yes. Hi.
Right.
Of course.
Let's go. But yeah, so the second episode happens and it's more or less a little backstory on Goblin Slayer.
And it's exactly what you expect.
Yeah, he went through a traumatic experience. And now he's a little psychotic. He's kind of broken.
Yeah. Goblins killed and raped his sister while he was hiding under the bed.
And watching. Yeah.
Killed his parents.
Yeah. And then killed his village.
Killed all his friends.
Yeah.
Set the village on fire.
Yeah.
His childhood friend was super huge tits, which they made gratuitous.
She rolled those things over the fence like.
Yeah. She was on it. Like, I've never seen that kind of a shot.
Yeah.
Where it was like so detailed where like her bra hit the windowsill and it became like kind of like, oh, there's a gap. And then her boobs like rolled over the windowsill.
Yeah.
Like, doesn't make any sense. Like, her boobs made out of slime. Like,
yeah. And then they came back.
And they're like, oh, look, it's fully filled again.
Yeah.
Like, that was really off-putting, especially after all the gore we just watched.
Yeah. So you find out he's a little bit broken.
And... Oh, that was just a tad.
Yeah. And then there's other things too. Throughout the show, where like, or throughout the episode, where they go back to the quest board, And
there's a bunch of silver class heroes.
Yeah, and they hear that a bunch of rookies, not very much unlike our band of heroes from the first episode, have gone out to do this exact same stupid mistake.
Yeah.
And it's like, do you want to save them or help them? No.
Yeah, I'm just here to kill goblins.
Yeah. And that's just it. So I guess the first episode was just happenstance. He wasn't trying to save them.
Yeah, he just happened to be there.
Yeah. Which is, I don't know.
And I can't tell if, like, the white mage character is supposed to be the main character we follow, or if it is now just Goblin Slayer. Because the first episode was all white mage,
yeah,
right, from her perspective. Second episode is all Goblin Slayer. Or is it going to go through each party member? Because at the end of the second episode, they show the missing three party members. Yeah. And they're all just having to be traveling together looking for the Goblin Slayer.
Yeah.
So I can't tell if it's just going to be eventually the focus is on the party, or if it's going to be on some individual within the party.
Hmm.
But again, it's just, this is starting kind of like how, you ever watched Drifters? I think it was last year when it came out.
No, I didn't.
From the Helsing guy.
Yeah.
It's kind of starting off similar to that, but instead of being an isekai, it's just like, okay, we're going to throw you into the darkest world.
Yeah.
Some dark shit's going to happen. We're going to solve the dark shit by doing dark shit.
Yeah.
But then also you're going to meet a band of other people who are into way dark shit.
Yeah.
Right. So it's really up to where the show goes with those party members to make it. Because I don't think the characters by themselves are anything too special.
No.
It's really what those characters are going to do,
mm-hmm,
that will make or break the show.
Yeah. And, like, just to go off a bit of that, like, the show itself actually, like, even though it looks nice, it's not particularly spectacular.
Yeah.
It doesn't have, like, amazing animation or anything. In fact, it's kind of I would say it's average in terms of its production values.
That's right, very now. Weird use of CG.
Yeah. But, I definitely think the strength of the show is going to be scenario and narrative.
Not necessarily character development.
Yeah, although that could be interesting.
What? He's going to kill hobgoblins now?
Listen,
half goblins?
When we get Drago Goblin.
Yeah, dragon goblins are going to be a thing, 100%. Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh. That's scary. Yeah. That's Goblin Slayer.
Yeah, it's dark D&D.
Yeah. Watch it.
Also, that's another thing. Sorry. When they were all on the board, the one guy was like, I need to take some quests so I can get more experience points. Yeah. I can't tell if this is, like, a game setting or if this is just following the, like experience points are just what the point system is to get up in ranking on your
thing. I'm assuming that's what it is.
Yeah.
I'm
it's assuming. Just the way they've, I don't know if it's different in translation. But yeah, the way they've set up the world, I can't tell if it's just, like, so it's supposed to hint at, like, hey, this is D&D, or if it's, like, actually, like, no, this is a game.
Yeah, I think it's supposed to just be, like, that's just the world they live in.
That's fair.
Because it's kind of like when you go, say, for your, like, skydiving license, right?
Yeah.
Like, what do you call it when you're like, oh, I got to do 100 jumps?
Yeah, you got to do experience.
Yeah, yeah, right? So I'm sure that's what it means.
I'm going to call it right now. End of Goblin Slayer. End of the season. The show's going to pull out. It's Kirito playing an MMORPG within Sword Art Online.
But it's so dark.
Yeah.
Kirito wouldn't do that.
No, Kirito, he needs an escape. He's too, he's like, listen, I can't be good all the time, and I can't take out my dark side on the real world.
No, no,
yeah.
No.
Also, I've never watched an episode of SAO, so.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, because Kirito is probably, like, number one good guy.
The goodiest of good guys.
The good guy.
I think I saw, like, one fight where some guy's sword could phase through other swords.
That's him.
Yeah, that was bullshit.
Yeah. He does some amazing shit. That show is fun just because he is OP and everyone knows it.
Okay. What's the fighting game that he was in?
Oh, fuck. I know what you're talking about. Starts with a D?
I don't remember.
No. Okay.
Dengeki Bunko, Fighting Climax. Yeah. There you go. Okay.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, there you go. So I hope you guys enjoyed that. Next week, we will launch Anime Club properly. And we hope you tune in and follow along.
Yeah.
Tune to our picks of the week.
I'm going to go through quick because we spend a lot of time on anime.
Yeah.
Yo, you remember the game Stanley Parable?
That's old.
That's old. It's 5 years old now.
Wow.
It, and according to this article on Polygon, It is now the first day you can achieve one of the achievements in it.
Oh.
There is an achievement called Go Outside in the Stanley Parable. And the achievement, the requirements, is to not play the game for 5 years.
Hmm.
So now is the first day you can officially get that achievement.
Hmm.
So I'm going to go and check my Steam library and see when the last time I played that game was. Because I think it was when it came out. And hopefully I'll get it.
Hmm.
Second, PSN message bug where someone could brick like your PS3, not brick it technically, but just send you into a reboot loop, has been fixed. So take your messages off of private. Go for it. Sony also confirms in a interview with the Financial Times, the president and CEO of Sony. Okay, Kenichiro Yoshida.
Mm-hmm.
Said to the Financial Times, at this point, what I can say is that it's necessary to have next generation hardware. We will use the next 3 years to prepare the next step to crouch down so that we can jump higher in the future.
Hmm.
So basically, they are planning to release the PS5. The PS5 is a thing that is in development, and they are thinking around 2020, 2021.
Okay.
So there's your timeline. PlayStation Trophy Hunter, this guy is okay. There's a guy named Hakim Karim.
That's a name.
It is. He has currently has more than 1,700 platinum trophies. He is the number one platinum, trophy owner, I guess, on the PlayStation Store, and he's officially been recognized by the Guinness Book of Records. And I just, man, okay, he is now getting 300 platinum trophies a year.
Wow, that's a good
one. So I think this guy is just loaded and just plays games. But yeah, I just thought that was a cool.
Wow.
Yeah, you'll never be as good at getting trophies as that guy.
How?
I don't know.
Are there that many games that come out in a year
that have platinums? If you count DLC.
Okay.
Different regions?
I guess so.
Exclusives?
Different regions.
If he's playing the same game twice on different regions.
I guess I never thought about that.
Because sometimes regions have different trophy lists, right?
Yeah.
So that's the thing. And the last one, I think I talked about a couple weeks ago. James Gunn got into a whole thing with the internet.
Yeah.
And he got fired from Marvel over some older tweets that he made. And the rumor was that DC was scouting him out.
Yeah.
Turns out those rumors had some backing to them because he has now been taken on to write for and I believe direct Suicide Squad 2.
Yep.
So I'm looking forward to Suicide Squad now. Hopefully, I feel like if anybody can save it, it's him because of his track record with Guardians of the Galaxy. So we'll see what he can do. And those are my picks.
Cool. Mine are, we'll continue on the superhero stuff. That show Iron Fist?
Yeah.
Got canceled.
Yeah, because it's not good.
No.
They should give a spinoff show to the drunken guy who's protecting the door.
I wonder if they'll cancel Luke Cage as well.
Luke Cage? I think Luke Cage gets better viewing than, and better reviews.
You know what? If they cancel Luke Cage, that would be a shitstorm.
Listen, I didn't want to go there, but if you want to go there...
I guess I never thought about it until now.
Majority black cast type of thing. Nobody kind of gives a shit about Luke Cage. Obviously, I'm white and this is going to sound a little weird.
Yeah.
But, story about white dude who does kung fu
gets
canceled. In this political climate, no one's going to give a shit.
Yeah.
Right?
I was only saying I hope Luke Cage is canceled so that we just get the Heroes for Hire series.
That'd be cool.
That's all I want.
Yeah.
Though
they did it, say that the character will still exist within the universe. Just that he won't have his own show. So he'll still probably show up for Defenders.
Okay. Well, then I'm going to tell you the spoiler to the end of that series.
Okay.
He has double Iron Fist.
Two fists?
And he can put his Iron Fist into weapons.
Cool.
So the last scene is he has two revolvers that he just Iron Fists up.
Wait, what?
Yeah, and he shoots magic bullets. And he's in Japan.
Cool.
Yeah, that's the last scene. Some guy, he has an old-fashioned duel, in a bar.
Yeah.
And some Yakuza tries to shoot him with a gun or with a bullet. And he takes out both pistols, Iron Fists them, and he shoots magic bullet to stop the real bullet.
Huh.
Yeah.
But he doesn't shoot the Yakuza.
No.
Okay.
No. Oh, and also Colleen has the same ability. She puts the white fist into her katana.
What?
Yeah. Colleen's Yarnfist.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Wait, who then? What?
Exactly.
Why, double Iron Fist?
Yes. So, yeah. Yeah.
That's dumb.
Yeah. There you go.
That's dumb.
Yeah, there you go.
That's so anime.
That
no
that,
wonder it got canceled.
That's Iron Fist.
Okay? No wonder it got canceled. Holy shit.
The other thing I will say, there's official, the I think I talked about this, the first official look at Lego Overwatch has been revealed.
I think you talked about it a little bit last week.
It was Bastion.
Yeah.
It's Bastion. There's a special one.
Makes red. Sense.
Yeah, exclusive to the Blizzard store. I would say wait till the regular colors come out, Toys R Us. Oh, wait, that's Canada only.
Walmart. That's all that matters, dude. Were you in Canada?
That's true. Where else are you going to buy your toys?
America?
And the last one is Xseed, makers of Senran Kagura.
Yeah. Oh, are you talking about the censorship?
They have removed intimacy mode.
Yeah, which is total bullshit.
From Senran Kagura Burst Renewal.
That's garbage. I can't believe you picked this.
I saw it. I'm like, because I only read the headline. I'm like, okay, I have to talk about this. What is yeah. this? So I'm just reading it now. And it looks like they've removed a mode where, well, let's see. Players can fight as scantily clad ninjas.
Yep.
Girl ninjas, obviously. Uh-huh. They can also dress them up.
Yes.
And in the game's intimacy mode, grope them.
Yep.
And I think that was removed.
So apparently, a lot of the Senran Kagura games that have modes like that.
Yeah.
On the Switch,
yeah.
Nintendo is A-okay with. So we are now in a universe where Nintendo A-okay with fan service like that,
yeah.
But Sony not so much.
Yeah.
So the thing, so what are you, do you have like actual opinions on that, or you just want to say the story?
I just want to say it.
I think so. I have opinions on that, which is I think it's bullshit. Not because like I enjoy this whole mode or whatever.
But you do.
That wasn't a no. It's not like I don't, but the thing is, like, if I want porn, I'll just watch porn, right? Like, those Senran Kagura characters already have porn of them, just go the whole thing.
Ooh.
But the thing here is that it's the whole thing of it sets a precedent. I think like some, like one of the Xseed like translators on Twitter, like he quoted Neil Gaiman,
yeah,
where he's just like, you have to protect the things you don't like, because if you don't, they'll come for the thing you do like. It was something along that line.
Yeah.
Which is basically this, like, people are getting, like, not even real outrage, like, faux outrage. Because the people who would be outraged about this game aren't going to play it.
Yeah.
Right? Like, Senran Kagura games aren't, like, a multi-million unit seller. Right? It's like, okay, like the 10,000 people who are going to buy this game consistently, we make it for those dudes.
But I thought this was Sony requested this, right?
Sony requested it after fan outrage.
Oh, I see.
Didn't request it, at least as far as I know, Sony didn't request it because they're just like, oh man, we're good Samaritans.
Yeah.
They're just like, okay, in today's political climate that we have to whatever. And it's just like, no, dude, because as soon as you like buckle on the dumbest thing, they're going to come after shit that actually can make a game interesting.
Yeah.
Like all of the violent shit in The Last of Us.
Yeah.
Like that makes that world super amazing. Yeah. But if eventually a bunch of people get butthurt about violence, then what are they gonna do? Also cave to that? Because they've now set a precedent.
Please, no one's gonna get butthurt about violence.
People were getting butthurt about that whole Ella thing, like why they have to make Ella into a killer. Like, like, people get butthurt about everything now. And that's where, if we weren't in a whole thing about, like, man, everyone's butthurt about everything, then I probably wouldn't care as much.
Mm.
But it's now just, ugh, everything sucks. I don't, like, I don't know. This is, like, deeper political shit. But it's like, oh, I don't have a cause in my generation. So now I have to be this, like, person who gets outraged at every little thing that can possibly be construed as negative in some light, one way or another. Mm. And it's just like, fuck off.
Sounds good. All right, then. So, no anime girls, huh?
Yeah, well, you'll still get anime titties.
But I won't get to grope them?
You can't grope anime titties.
That's a shame. Well, I guess I'm canceling my pre-order.
Had special edition, but whatevs, man.
I'm not bursting anywhere.
Damn.
Let's move into our weeks. Do you have a big week?
No, I had a small week.
What's your week?
Dude, remember Monster Hunter?
Oh.
I'm still playing Monster Hunter.
Ah, okay.
I'm continuously playing Monster Hunter.
Ah, that's good to hear.
And I'm only playing Monster Hunter.
Oh, it's one of those weeks.
Yeah, I've only been playing Monster Hunter.
Yes.
So I've only been playing Monster Hunter. Actually, did I tell you I got to play Super Mario Party last week?
Yeah.
Okay, I got to play a different mode in Super Mario Party.
Which is
the team mode.
Is that better?
No, it's actually, I think it's worse. So the maps in the team mode are like free roam. So you get a grid-based map.
Oh.
And when you roll dice, both you and your partner roll a die. Then your two totals are combined. You get those totals each as spaces you can move on the map.
Oh.
And you can move anywhere. You can move in a circle if you want. You can, if you want, you can hop onto your enemies and steal coins from them as you pass by. And basically how it works is, you share item pools, you share coin pools, but the star moves from all different areas around the map.
Oh.
So we have to, as a team, basically split up, cover as much ground as possible, while also denying the enemy team from getting stars before us.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, it's somehow less fun than regular Mario Party, which I didn't think was possible. Mario Party still sucks.
Wow.
Fuck Mario Party.
The hate is real.
Yeah. The other thing I've been doing is I've been delving into emulation.
Oh, boy.
Mainly because I've been trying to stream PS2 stuff, but for some reason with my PS2, when I hook it up through the capture device, the colors are off.
Yeah.
Like, I get a really weird... It's like I'm missing a color spectrum, like I'm missing green or something. So everything looks weird. So I found out about PCSX2, which is a PS2 emulation software that allows you to play your physical PlayStation games on your PC.
Ooh, dangerous.
Yeah, so it's not technically pirating. It's just allowing you to play your games on non-original hardware.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm so glad I bought that DVD drive, my friend.
Whoa.
So you still do have to get a PS2 BIOS,
which you can't
really do legally.
And he said this wasn't piracy.
Let's just say I got...
You're on the high seas!
Let's just say I got a BIOS. Somehow, some way, I got it.
Paid this man in the alley?
Yeah, I own two PS2s. I somehow got a BIOS. Let's say that.
Yeah?
Yeah. And I've been testing it out, and it's a super cool program because not only does it let you play your, basically if you have the right BIOS, you can play any region games. You can play PAL, you can play JMP, you can play whatever.
Yeah.
Sorry, JPN. You can play NA.
JMP, what the?
You can play jump games.
Oh.
You can play, Japan games, Asia games, you can play whatever. But the really cool thing is that you can use any controller.
Yeah.
So it translates all your PS2 controls to PC inputs. So if you have... I'm playing my stuff on an Xbox One controller.
Yeah.
Also, you can upscale any of your games.
Yeah.
So I'm playing, like, Way of the Samurai 2 at, like, 4 times its native resolution.
Yeah.
And you can have the whole thing of, like, buffering, trilinear filtering, all those great PC stuff to make it look better than it actually did. Or you can turn all that shit off and play it in its original style of like 480p by whatever. And it's a really cool software program.
Cool.
Yeah. It's nice to be able to play those games. I don't know how rhythm games will work on those just because those games were made for CRTs. So imagine if you're playing on anything less than like a 1 millisecond monitor, which fortunately I have, you're probably going to get cucked. But it's a super cool device. If you have PS2 games and you just maybe don't have a working PS2 or something like that, like this is a great alternative. And this is one of the cool things where I can now make ISOs and ROM images of my physical collection and legally have a backup.
Whoa.
And a way to play it. So now I'm looking into backing up my own library. And then being able to use that
Cool.
Digitally on my PC. It's pretty sweet.
Pretty cool.
Like, I think it'd be really nice to have just the whole library at a glance.
Wow. That sounds time consuming.
Yeah, I have. So I checked my Excel spreadsheet. I have about 260 PS2 games. So
that's not a quick job. No. Do you have like a 300 disc changer?
I'm thinking about buying another disc drive.
Oh,
because I have the space for it.
Why not buy four?
To be fair, I can fit three disc drives in that tower.
Wow. Okay.
No, I'll probably do it like one at a time. I don't think I need like Tiger Woods 06.
He says. Yeah. He said.
But oh, Tiger Woods 06 is the one with the DMX intro. Oh. Damn.
Damn. What are you gonna do?
How am I gonna play Snake versus Monkey?
You're not.
Or am I?
No.
Yeah, I don't know. I kinda wanna digitize it. It can't be any more time consuming than when I cleaned every single NES game I owned.
I guess.
Because that took me like 3 8-hour shifts.
Ooh, I think it's gonna take you a bit longer than that.
I don't know. How long I can put all the CDs on a rack and just be like switch.
How long does it take to rip?
I don't know. I haven't tried yet.
Because it's a DVD.
It is a DVD. You're correct.
It's not exactly quick.
Yeah, you're right. I don't know what the average like ISO file is.
Especially when you got those dual layer DVDs.
Those dual layer DVDs. God of War 2, how could you?
And you have the space?
On my PC?
Yeah. No? I'm gonna go with no.
I'm gonna go with a hard no on that one. So cloud storage.
Oh god.
So cloud storage.
Oh my god.
And also, I need redundant drives in case they crash.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. It's a whole thing. It's a whole thing.
Yeah, it's quite the operation.
All to keep my retro collection intact. Because recently I've been looking up on disc rot, and I'm worried about disc rot now. I have the whole sunlight thing covered because they're all in their cases and just don't see sunlight. But moisture is an issue.
Then vacuum seal them.
True, but I have to open them every time I want to play them.
So what, trick wrap every time? What's the issue?
So what I'm thinking is I buy premium silica gel packets.
Oh my god.
Yeah, so
I remember this discussion now.
There are
How much is this going to cost you?
Silica gel packets aren't expensive. It's like 20 bucks.
No, but how many do you need?
So I don't need one for every game. I just need one or two for every shelf.
Okay.
Or every box.
Okay.
Right? And so it's making me rethink how I store my games. So I've been looking at like waterproof, airtight storage boxes.
I'm just going to do you a favor and set this shit on fire.
No! I got to get the fireproof ones now.
All right.
Yeah. The ones that have like the army clasps and shit.
Yeah.
But the silica gel packets are cool, man. They like change color when they're full of moisture and you bake them out.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. You do you.
I don't know. It's a whole thing. I literally had 260 plastic PS2 sleeves in a cart at one point.
Wow.
And I was like, do I want to spend $400 on plastic sleeves? And then I said yes. No. No. And then I said no. And I was like, maybe later. Maybe later.
God. The things we spend our money on.
They're PVC acid-free plastic.
Are you telling me that they're fire-resistant?
Yeah, they'll still melt. Okay. So I get the fireproof box.
We'll see how fireproof that is. We'll see.
Man, you think game preservation's crazy? You should delve into the world of album preservation.
No.
Because there are, like, separate protectors for the vinyl, which then have protectors for the inserts, which then have protectors for the case.
Yeah.
You can get crazy.
I bet.
So, yeah, I've been looking into preservation of many types. It's been a lot of research and a lot of Monster Hunter.
All right, then.
This week.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
Let me tell you about the show This Is Us.
Okay.
Kate sucks, Jack's the best, and that's my current opinion.
Okay. That means nothing to me.
Uh-huh. Let's see. I got into the Jump Force beta.
Did you play it?
It was scheduled for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
So no.
I set time aside to play it on Sunday.
Okay. Okay.
Except, despite being advertised for being available on Sunday, it wasn't available on Sunday.
Wow. Sounds like you had a great time.
Do you know what they did?
What?
They said, okay, so first of all, there were scheduled times, like 2-hour blocks.
Yeah.
The last block was Saturday night, 11 to 1.
Oh, that's bullshit.
That's how they count it as Sunday.
Ugh.
And I was like, what the fuck? Because Friday, I knew I wasn't going to be able to. Saturday, we went to the bike show.
We went to the bike show, yeah.
And then Sunday, I was like, okay, Sunday, I'll play. And it just, I booted it up. I'm like, oh, you got to be shitting me.
Yeah, that's Garbo.
Yeah, so that sucked. That's that. But then you let me Spider-Man, and I started playing Spider-Man.
So Batman.
I started playing Batman.
Yeah, how's Batman?
Batman's pretty fun.
How's the new swinging mechanic in Batman?
Oh, you mean his new grapnel hook? His unlimited grapnel hook?
Yeah, grapnel hook.
Yeah. It's good. It's good. It's fast.
You got any quips?
No.
No?
No. Got nothing.
Do you understand what I mean now?
Yeah.
How this is just Batman?
It's 100%. Like, it's so like unashamed of the fact that it is a clone.
It's a copy paste job.
It's so I was amazed. Like the first mission, they do everything that the Batman games do.
Yep.
And you're like, whoa. And then they slowly introduce you to more content that's just Batman stuff.
Collectibles, and it feels arenas.
Like it feels so wrong.
Even at the end of those of those arenas, they have the whole scene where like all the enemies are tied in together.
Yeah, and then it shows you your scoreboard, the challenges you did, if you want to retry. Like, it's incredible. Even the setup of the story, like, in the same way that in the Batman games, this wasn't Batman from the start.
Yeah.
Shit, this is Batman 10 years into the job.
Yeah.
And whereas this is Spider-Man
10 years into
the job. 10 years in. Like, and he's had all his great stories, and he has all great battles, and you're with him. And it makes for a great world to be in because there's so many neat Easter eggs they put in.
Yep.
But again, like Batman, it's like the way that they place these hints and these collectibles, it's just one for one. I couldn't believe it. The one thing they do differently is the swinging mechanic.
Obviously.
And that's, I think, where this game either, I don't know.
Dude, swinging is so fun.
It is fun.
It's so good.
I wish there were more options you could do, though.
Well, you get the backflip.
Thanks.
And you get the side roll.
I just wish there were, like, other things I could do.
To be honest, like, it's very fluid, but I kind of wish it was more fluid. Yeah. Like, they have the whole, like, zip to a point and then boost off it.
Yeah.
But it's very jarring
mm-hmm.
In, like, direction changes and stuff, and it's very video game. Like, especially for Spider-Man, like, listen, Spider-Man, I understand you're a superhero, but the G's required to jump off the Oscorp building and then change, like, 75 degrees upwards once you miss a building to swing, like... Yeah. It'll break you.
Yeah, but he's Spider-Man.
I guess. Like, whatever.
What are you trying to tell me? He's Spider-Man.
Yeah. Or you're showing me the great web physics.
Yes.
Where webs always stay straight and stiff and narrow and never buckle.
Yeah. Yeah, no, but like I am super enjoying it because especially since like I am a Spider-Man kid, favorite hero. And while it is Batman and like that really, really like, annoys me, I can't think of another game that is actually, like, that's providing this style of game.
Like, I feel like it gets a pass.
Yeah.
But I also feel like it shouldn't.
No, it shouldn't. But the thing is, like, is there another game doing this?
Not really.
Nope. And is it, like, a bad copy of it?
No.
Not at all.
But it's, like, but also Batman wasn't bad.
No.
Right?
But that's what I'm saying. Like, people can do, like, copy and paste jobs, but then they just have awful execution.
Yeah.
Right? Like, this, like, I'm super invested in, like, what's actually happening.
See, I can't tell if I want to put this game on, like, my most disappointing list or not.
Like, I would understand where you're coming from because, like, I was... Because the thing is, like, the game, apart from swinging, like, it doesn't innovate in any sort of way.
Nope.
And even though, like, I have always been the person who's, like, I will always fall on the side of I prefer masterful execution over new ideas.
Yep.
The thing is, Batman came out so long ago.
And these mechanics and ideas are so old.
Yeah. Like, it's not like they've updated it for 2018. Like, this is a last-gen game that looks awesome on current-gen hardware.
Mm.
But I'm just so invested in Spider-Man. Like, I haven't slept for the past couple of days just collecting shit.
That's how they get you.
I know. Stupid pigeons.
All those backpacks.
Those damn backpacks. I wish they were all like the photo op ops where I could just swing and take shots.
And yeah, in slow-mo.
Yeah. Like those. When I found out you could do that, I thought, oh, okay.
Pro tip for collecting, do block by block.
Yeah, I know.
Just don't go back and forth up and down the city. It's a waste of time.
I know. That's what I'm starting to think. Maybe I should just wait till I unlock everything.
You should. That's what I did.
Yeah.
Like, beat the story, because you do not need any of the bonus upgrades to beat the story.
But I want to.
But you don't need it.
But I want to.
But
I want to.
You don't
but
need
I want
it.
To. But I want to.
And all the main power-ups that are good, you unlock through the story anyways.
Yeah, I've noticed that. Yeah, like, oh God, even his gadgets, like, he has so many fucking gadgets.
You're going to use none of them.
I know. I know. All I'm using is the web.
The only time I ever used them was for the challenge missions.
Like, I can't even believe that the combat is identical to the point of button commands.
It is. Yeah. Like, dodge is the same button.
I think the only thing I would say is the combat doesn't feel as refined as Batman.
Eh, I'd say it's the same.
Like, I feel like it's a little too loose for me. Like, with Batman, I always felt it's a bit more rhythmic. And you always felt
the punch. In Batman, like, Batman, every single frame of animation for Batman is cancelable.
Yeah.
Whereas in Spider-Man, you have to commit to certain attacks, like any sort of jump attack, yeah. Like where he takes both feet off the ground. Like, you have to commit to that.
Yeah.
Whereas in Batman, like, you could be in the middle of a fucking somersault, yeah. And he will warp to stand on the ground to punch a dude who is attacking him as a counter.
I know. I loved it.
So
I love it. I just don't know. In Spider-Man, does it have the shortcuts to your gadgets in combat?
In combat you can bring up the wheel, but I don't believe you can like quick swap.
No, because I remember like in Batman you could hold like certain button combinations and he would throw out different gadgets.
Oh no.
With each face button.
No, I don't believe you can.
Yeah, so that was the one thing I was missing, because like you have all these options, but you have to manually switch to use them.
Yeah,
that's the only thing I would really complain about.
Okay.
But swinging's fun.
You meet MJ?
Yeah.
Smoking.
Is she?
Yeah.
I couldn't tell.
She's definitely not like, hey, tiger, blonde bombshell version, but she's still...
Well, she's always been a redhead.
Still good.
The one thing that pisses me off is this is Spider-Man 10 years into it, and why is he still broke?
Because he's busy saving everybody.
No, like, I understand when you're a struggling student. I understand when you are...
What if you're a struggling scientist?
I'm sorry, what?
What if you're a struggling genius scientist?
I'm sorry, you're a genius, you have all your degrees, you're working at this amazing lab, and you're struggling for money?
All right, let me tell you about late-stage capitalism.
Oh, no.
Because, listen, they promised me all the riches when I got that degree, but now I'm just saddled with student debt. This is the real lesson of Spider-Man the game.
Oh, fuck.
Is that student debt is the real enemy, all right?
I just don't know why Spider-Man's so poor, like, this far into it.
Well, what did they say? He used to have a job at Oscorp. He quit.
Yeah.
So, and now he's working basically pro bono for Doc Ock. That's it.
Like, the thing is, like, at some point, like, even in the comics, Peter's just a fucking billionaire.
At a certain point?
Yeah, and I'm just like, why isn't he just a billionaire now? Or, like, why doesn't he have proper money? Like, why is he having financial issues now?
Because he's a heart of gold.
Like, it's not like he's in high school.
And he'd rather work on something that's good for the greater good instead of for his bank account. Whatever.
Dude can just go rob a bank.
No! Spider-Man!
Dude, he can rob a robber?
It's still robbery.
Is it?
It's not his.
He can take what the robber took?
No, he has to give it back. He has to take it from the robber to give it back to its rightful owner.
Does he?
Listen, no, technically speaking, but if I were Peter Parker, it's probably what I would do.
Oh, Peter, you suck sometimes. I don't know.
You also just met Miles, I saw.
Yeah?
Yeah, Miles is cool.
Miles Morales.
Yeah.
Morales. Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. The game seems good.
When you finish it, I want to hear your final thoughts.
Yeah, I know. I'm still very early on in the story. I know that's a fact.
Yeah.
So I got to get a move
on. I don't think you're halfway yet.
Definitely not. I've been wasting so much time doing shit all.
Mm-hmm.
But that is the only thing I played this week, apart from some matches of Overwatch.
Who cares?
I got my skins.
Listen, Overwatch, then stop playing it.
Kind of want the other ones. I got the two important ones, but
get them next Halloween. Or trade in your copy. And stop playing.
Oh, for the Game of the Year edition.
Oh, for the collector's edition with the 76 statue.
Yeah, it gives you 10 extra loot boxes.
Damn.
That's a bargain.
Well, listen. All I'm saying that right now, Twitch Prime is having a deal. If you get Twitch Prime, you get a golden loot box.
What makes you think I don't have Twitch Prime?
Oh, shit. Damn, you're in it deep.
No, I'm not. Because Twitch Prime is free if you have Amazon Prime.
Do you have Amazon Prime?
I do.
Damn.
Why do you think I'm always buying shit on Amazon? Those screen protectors? That was $7. One day shipping.
You're helping the devil.
I know.
You're helping the devil.
Listen, I know the sins I'm committing.
But $7.
But $7, bro. There's three in there.
In this economy, $7.
You think I'm made of money? I got paid peanuts at my job.
Late stage capitalists.
All this work for some entry level job where I'm doing jack shit.
Yeah, that sounds accurate.
I know, man.
That's it? That's what you got? That's what you're good?
Yeah, on that downer, let's wrap up this podcast.
I think I have a joke.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You have a joke?
I think so.
No, you don't.
So recently, I spent $300 on a limousine and discovered that fee does not include a driver. I can't believe I spent all that money and I have nothing to show for it.